Now, somebody who's trying to help us stop digging is the DA spokesperson on justice and constitutional development, the one and only Glynis Breytenbach. I say that, Glynis, but I loved your book. I absolutely loved your book. And it's almost one of those that gives you hope and uplifts you about people who have courage and who are able to stand up for what is right here in South Africa. And right now, you're on a mission with your counterpart, I suppose, the Justice Minister, Thembi Simelane. Just explain to us what it is that she's done, in a nutshell, that we should all be concerned about.
Hi, Alec. Thanks very much. My camera is disabled. I'm on my phone. Sorry. Although
no problem.
I have a great,
face
for radio, so it's fine. Ms. Simelane has done a couple of things that are a little dodgy that should concern us all. When she was the mayor of Polokwane, she entered into what she calls a loan. With a fellow who has now been debarred and fined for all kinds of nefarious and dodgy dealings with VBS. At the time, he was also a service provider to the Polokwane municipality and had facilitated loans or investments from the municipality to VBS, for which he, of course, received. I suppose he'll say it was commission, but it's really just a kickback. And at the time, she was the mayor, and immediately after the money from the let's call it an investment, to be polite, it's still early, immediately the funds flowed into VBS. She also then received this loan. It's not a huge amount of money in real terms. It's just over $500,000. For most of us, that's an enormous amount of money. But in the general scheme of the kind of fraud and theft that goes on in this country, it's a drop in the ocean. Of which there was no fixed term of repayment. Nothing. It was on sort of a very wishy-washy, iffy kind of a deal to purchase a coffee shop in Sandton, which she then did. The repayment only started when the investigation into VBS and the various financial dealings started, and then was repaid with great alacrity in two installments, two or three installments. So, that's he was not a financial service provider. VBS was not a commercial bank; it was a mutual bank. Being in the loaning of money business was not the business of this fellow. And in fact, he made only two loans, and one was to her. Now she says she repaid it with interest in those two astonishingly quick installments 4 years later, and this coffee shop has since I think it's been sold. It's certainly not operating at the moment. The minister tells us that the loan was above board, is an arm's length. She's got all the documentation. She's yet to produce it, despite being asked to do so. She's been asked to produce proof of repayment, which she hasn't really done. Daily Maverick has gotten hold of the documents, and they look very, very dodgy, and certainly on the face of it appear to be backdated. But the facts of the matter is, apart from that dodgy dealing, where of course there was a conflict of interest when you're the mayor and your municipality is investing, and then you get a loan from the service provider on that kind of a basis where you don't have to repay for the next however many years. That should concern everybody, and it should concern her. But now she's the Minister of Justice, and she's being investigated by the Hawks, and it's a prosecutor-led investigation. And so the NPA is involved, and she sits at the top of the pyramid of the criminal justice system. She says, I give an undertaking, I won't interfere. And the investigation will run its course. Well, we've seen this movie before. We saw this movie with the DSO. When they went after politicians, they got closed down. Vusi Bikoli lost his job because he insisted on proceeding with the prosecution against Jackie Selebi, who was convicted. It's no good to say, I won't do this or I won't do that. A, nobody can believe you, however much you may or may not mean it. But B, there's an enormous glaring slap in the face conflict of interest here that just doesn't do our very fragile criminal justice system any good. And if she had any integrity, she would step aside of her own volition. But if she's not going to do that, and clearly she isn't, then the president should, you know, fire her, frankly.
If anyone read Terry Matau's report on VBS, which came out a few years ago, this was a common practice, Glynis. It's not that they found her. There were many municipalities who had to, well, not had to, but who were incentivized to put money into VBS because it was a Ponzi scheme anyway. And amongst them was Capricorn, which Paulie van Wyk wrote a fantastic story about a lady called Mariette Venter and how she had stepped in to try and stop it. And the minute she went on leave, the mayor, Gilbert Ganyaho, actually made sure that the loan went through, in inverted commas, the deposit went through. So it's a bit incredulous, I guess, if you know the facts. And from your perspective, and this is really a question I've been dying to ask you, you're a public prosecutor, you were from the NPA, you've gone into politics where the nuances are just sometimes, those of us from outside of politics, just shake our heads. How are you managing to cope with all of this?
Well, 26 years in the criminal justice system certainly either kills you or makes you stronger. It certainly made me stronger. So nothing surprises one anymore, and you don't, the courts are not a place for sissies. So this kind of thing is every day. It's common practice in South Africa. It's staggering. The scale of corruption in South Africa is staggering, but we have to start somewhere. And so we have to just keep on chipping away at this massive, massive edifice of corruption, and one by one dealing with them. It will take the rest of my national life and probably a lot of other people's too, but we have to start somewhere. We cannot give up.
If you were still at the National Prosecuting Authority, would you have a strong enough case to level against the Justice Minister, Thembi Simelane, on the evidence that you've seen?
That's very difficult to say because I haven't seen any original evidence. So I've seen what what Paulie has published, and please believe me, I have the highest regard for Paulie and the work that she does. She does phenomenal work. And so I have no reason to doubt the veracity of what she's done, but I haven't seen any original documentation. Prosecutors are dealing with original documentation, and they'll have a lot more. I mean, they have the ability that Paulie doesn't have, to subpoena bank statements, to subpoena cell phone records, to really dig into the shady forensics of the matter. So it's hard for me to say on the face of what there is now that there's enough to prosecute. It certainly looks like it, and I'm a kind of a seat of your pants prosecutor. I quite enjoyed being in court and in the arena, so I didn't really concern myself with crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. If there was enough, there was enough, and I went ahead. It usually worked. But given that they're understaffed, under-resourced seriously, and that the police are equally, even more, in fact, understaffed and under-resourced, it may take them a little time to get, this matter to a head. But certainly this isn't a big matter. And there isn't a lot more that's outstanding than what we've already seen. And so I think they must be in a position to certainly make a decision in the very near future.
But it's a big matter if you're working there, because this is your boss that you're talking about. This is the minister in charge of the whole criminal justice
the
system.
So therein lies the rub. That's why she cannot be, at the moment, the justice minister. If she's exonerated, mazel tov, wonderful. Go right ahead. Come back. Do the job. No problem. And if you vacate the position under these circumstances in order for justice to run its course, you come back with your integrity intact. There's no harm done. But under these circumstances, when you cling, like a burr, it's unbecoming to do so. That doesn't help anybody. It detracts from the credibility of the criminal justice system. It detracts from her own integrity. It detracts from absolutely everything. And of course, the prosecutors are aware of the fact that she's the Minister of Justice. We all know what happened the last time a prosecutor pissed off the Minister of Justice when when Vusi Pikoli upset Bridget Mabandla, he lost his job.
Well, DA spokesperson on justice and constitutional development, Glynis Breitenbach, calling a spade a bloody shovel, as she always does. I'm very grateful that we have Glynis in Parliament. And if you would like to know the inside story of this courageous South African, go and read her book. It really is a very, very eye-opening encounter